My name is Jim Bearden. I'm a certified speaking professional, and I am a thought leader in the area of leadership, specifically leadership development. And frankly, that leadership development, the emphasis on development, is a direct offshoot of the work that I have done with Vicki Sullivan, more specifically the work she has done for us. In the past, I've positioned myself as a speaker and as a trainer and a facilitator, but the emphasis on developing leadership skills is something that I took away from my experiences with Vicki. Let me give you a little background. When we started our speaking business, and this has been 26 years ago, on about the third or fourth year in business, we, my wife and I, who run our business, realized that we were in over our heads with regard to marketing. We had kind of reached the limit, and we had met Vicki briefly at an NSA event. We called her. She made a trip to Austin, where we live, spent a day with us, and essentially kick-started our business. We were, as you would expect in the formative stage, didn't really have a whole lot of direction with regard to what are the different types of services we could offer, and at that point weren't considering anything besides speaking. Vicki focused on the speaking aspect of it, essentially the content and how to promote that, and really got us started. And the business just went great. Flash forward to 2 years ago, had been very successful, but were running out of gas. I mean, and to put it in pilot talk, we were running out of airspeed and ideas at the same time. Remembering the great experience we had with Vicki, we called her again and discovered that her services, like ours, had expanded dramatically. And she was at a point where she was working specifically with people who were truly committed to improving their speaking business, more specifically to improving every aspect of their business. And we had a great experience with her again. Let me kind of give you an overview of what it's like to work with Vicki. The word that comes to mind is immersion. She immerses herself in your business. She asks you to send her everything you can possibly think of, any document, anything you have that relates to what you do. And unlike so many other people, she reads it. Not only does she read it, she gets back to ask questions to ensure that she understands it. Working with Vicki is intense. Yes, it is. But it is the most pleasurable, pleasant, uplifting form of intensity you can imagine. It's working with someone who you know is committed to helping your business grow and really is not going to leave any stones unturned in her way to do that. She provides feedback in the form of reports that are not only detailed, but they are provocative. They provoke you to think in terms of, okay, how could I take this, adapt it, and implement it to what I'm trying to do? I mean, the distinction that comes to mind when I think of the work we've done with Vicki, and believe me, we've worked with a whole lot of professionals over the course of our 26 years in business. The distinction that I see between Vicki and everyone else we've worked with is where the others are what I would refer to as off the rack. Vicki is custom-made. It is customized to your business. So the experience itself, intense, uplifting, rewarding, fulfilling, heartening, all of these positive things that really, I think, fuel or refuel, in our case, the passion we had. Next question is, what sort of impact does her intervention have? She provided us with a wide array of areas to consider. We selected, with her help, frankly, she helped coach us through this process. We picked the parts of her report, her suggestions, that we were going to implement. To use a specific example, my wife and I were looking at expanding our ability to generate income without my necessarily being on site. We don't want to discontinue the speaking part, but we're looking to multiply the sort of, let's call it passive income or spin-off work we're able to get. We took a look at suggestions Vicki made with regard to how I could expand my services to include coaching, to include consulting, in addition to the keynote speaking and workshops. We said, okay, we're going to go with the consulting coaching package and see how that works out for us. Within a matter of weeks, we had identified a client who we felt like was a good candidate for those very services. Using the suggestions that Vicki made, we developed and delivered a proposal which was accepted, and that proposal and that piece of work by itself more than paid for what we paid Vicki. So return on investment, I don't know how it could have been much better than that. Let me just sum it up. I believe that our business, and again, thought leader in leadership involves a whole lot of different types of intervention. But regardless of the sort of service that I'm providing, there are two dimensions to it. There's the mental, emotional dimension, and there is the mechanical dimension. And no one would quarrel with the fact that the mechanics are important. Vicki helped us fine-tune the mechanics. Frankly, she helped us identify some alternative mechanics that we hadn't been using. And as important, and frankly, I think it could very well be even more important, she helped us through her immersion and her enthusiasm. She helped us reignite our passion for the business. I would say this without reservation. In the 2 years since Vicki came back on the scene and worked with us, I am absolutely convinced that at least 50% of the revenue that we have generated is directly related to the work that she's done for us. So I wouldn't just recommend Vicki. I would recommend Vicki with enthusiasm for anyone who is truly committed to not just achieving, but achieving and sustaining success in this profession.